This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Mark Garrison. A first-of-its-kind conference very relevant to public radio fans is happening in Washington. The theme, Saving America's Radio Heritage. Marketplace's Amy Scott reports on the effort to save vital historic audio.
Chris Sterling chairs the Radio Preservation Task Force at the Library of Congress. The goal is to locate and digitize millions of hours of radio and catalog them on the web.
The local radio voice in America. Commercial, educational, college radio, all of that.
Like this 1956 interview with Rosa Parks from the Pacifica Radio Archives.
The driver said that if I refused to leave the seat, he would have to call the police, and I told him, just call the police.
Research director Josh Shepard says the technical challenges are immense. Recordings are often fragile or can be played only with obsolete technology.
There might be 3,000 or 4,000 tapes in a basement somewhere at a university. They all have to be listened to, and this requires a huge amount of labor.
And potentially millions of dollars. There's no telling what's already been lost. Deregulation in the 1990s led to a wave of radio consolidation. When stations changed hands, old tapes often went in the trash. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.